back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Kia ora, Dr. Bryce Edwards. How are you?
Maureen, I'm very well, thanks. I'm a bit excited by all this politics going on.
It's very much 24 hours in politics at the moment, isn't it?
It is.
Shall we start with the budget, because that is the hot topic of the moment. It's, of course, being announced today by the government, and it's been hacked as well, which is kind of a bit of a big deal. Someone's just texted in, though, with a good point. They've said National are making a big fuss of the budget document leak slash hack. I don't see it as a major problem. It's public information read by some people 2 days early. So why is it a problem that the budget's been hacked, and what does it mean that the budget's been hacked, Bryce?
Yeah, so the budget is the big announcement every year about what the government's doing, how it's spending its money, and it normally is very secret. You know, the government does leak a few, you know, morsels and pieces in the lead up, but basically they keep, you know, most of it to all bring out at 2 o'clock on the Thursday, and it's supposed to be a big announcement. And in the past, it's been a bit more secretive because financial markets might be impacted on it, and so. There's been the worry that insider trading might allow some people to make lots of money, but that's less so these days. Basically, it's just a big political exercise, and the fact is National somehow, well, we're learning how, but they got hold of some of the information from the budget, and they released it to the media on Tuesday, and of course Treasury hit back saying we've been hacked, that, you know, we've had some sort of malicious, you know, attempt of a hacker to get into our servers. And it's come out this morning that that wasn't the case. It wasn't a hack as such. It was someone searching on the Treasury website using, you know, the little search bar at the top and finding some snippets of information about the budget, which really isn't a hack. And so the police have, you know, they were alerted by Treasury about this, and they've come back saying, no, this isn't a crime. Nothing's been wrongly done.
So Treasury, they called it a deliberate, systematic and persistent searching of a website that was clearly not intended to be public. So, but the information, are you saying the information was accessible then?
Well, it wasn't supposed to be accessible. Treasury have stuffed up somehow. And it was, yeah. I think what happened was National had one of their junior staff just every 5 minutes searching on the Treasury website just in case something came up, because of course, you know, Treasury was in the midst of having to migrate this information onto the website in preparation for Budget Day, and so National was keen to, you know, try and, you know, not accidentally, but find, you know, some of this as it came up, and they did.
So
no laws have been broken.
So no laws have been broken then, but what is maybe now another question about that is why would National bother to do that then? I get that it's to make the government perhaps look foolish or undermine them somehow, but what's the point in doing that? It kind of goes back to the question that someone texted in earlier. Well, you know, it's going to be public in 2 days' time. Why sort of try and cut their lunch?
Cut their lunch, so to speak. I guess National's argument would be that on Budget Day, the government has all the attention and the opposition has no attention. So the media do just listen to Grant Robertson, and he gets his chance to put forward the narrative about what wonderful things they're doing. So from National's point of view, they had a chance to put their own spin on some of these things, and they did. They immediately pointed to the fact that there's going to be less spending on health than has been kind of expected, that there's going to be more spending on defence than has been expected. And therefore, they used that to say, well, Grant Robertson's promising a wellbeing budget, but really this is more about giving money to New Zealand First constituencies and kind of agendas. And so it was really effective for that reason. It kind of meant National could get their lines out about it. And, I mean, it's worked. People have started to wonder, well, is this really a wellbeing budget? And also just that competency factor of is the government in control of their own sort of production of this budget? And yeah, it's kind of a bit of parliamentary squabbling, and it's hard to know how much the public really cares about that, but certainly it's made a huge impact this year.
It's interesting. I remember what you said last time we spoke to you, that a lot of the way that National's been sort of, I guess, acting as opposition has been sort of reverting to type, I think was how you put it. Yeah. So they're kind of going back to, I guess, what their idea of national in opposition is. And there hasn't been a national in, oh, losing my own voice here, national in opposition for, you know, a decade, really. So this is kind of, I think a lot of people are thinking this is a strange kind of tactics. It's kind of, it seems sort of petty, or, you know, some people have been saying dirty politics, even though technically there's nothing illegal here. What do you think about that, I guess? What's happening there?
It's one of those really subjective things, isn't it, that especially if you're supportive of the government, you will see this as being unprincipled, perhaps, and silly, pathetic. If you're a national supporter, you'll think this is the brave opposition holding the government to account and making things transparent. So, yeah, and somewhere in the middle, there's probably some reality that, this is what opposition should do. They need to find, weaknesses in the government's message. I'm not sure it's really going to win over any votes as such, but it's just part of Simon. I mean, it's actually probably helped Simon Brent's leadership, It's probably stabilised his position a bit more because it showed that he can get out there and really take it to Grant Robertson and Jacinda Ardern. And, in fact, he really actually today, with this latest news, has been showing that he's right on the issue of hacking, and that I think that does, show him to be a bit more powerful than perhaps we had been thinking.
Okay, so maybe should we talk a tiny bit about what's actually going to be in this budget as well? So there has obviously been criticism that it's not following through on being a wellbeing budget in the same way that others would. Others were expecting, rather, from this.
That's National's line, and we'll find out that there's really important spending to happen. And, of course, we have found out that this government is doing a lot about mental health. So I think that's going to be one of the big spending amounts today is on mental health, which I think will be incredibly well received. And there will be more spending on education. Health, I think, is the one to watch out for. Maybe the government's not really funding health in the way that it supports as well. But, I'm talking too much. But
no, it's great.
But the thing is, I think this budget is going to be the first one in kind of a decade or more whereby you've got a government that really is targeting the left. They really are putting out a message and hopefully some substance to say to Labor supporters, Green supporters, that we've got all these left-wing initiatives and spending, and this is a kind of left-wing government. I mean, that's going to be the message, a really strong message, I think, today. Whether the substance is going to be there or not, we're going to have to wait and see.
All right. Well, let's quickly, before we let you go, Bryce, let's talk quickly about the teachers' strike yesterday. It was huge, huge action. What do you think that this is going to do? So there's been a lot of teachers' strikes in the last year or so. What's this one specifically going to do? Because this has been quite unprecedented in its size.
Oh, it is unprecedented. This is historic, having both primary and secondary school teachers going out. And it affected, nearly 800,000 students yesterday. And then, of course, you've got all the families that are affected by that. But, I mean, it seems that the public's largely on the side of the teachers. There's a lot of public goodwill towards what they're demanding. And they're really at an impasse with the government, who just say there is no more money. We've made a decent offer, the government says. We're offering 9% increase over 3 years. Teachers are wanting, I think, 16% increase over 2 years, or something to that effect. And really it's because our teachers feel that over the last decade or more, their conditions haven't kept up with the cost of living and with what other people are getting in increases. So I think the teachers really are in a position of strength at the moment because they have public support and because, frankly, they can keep on striking.
Mm.
And they seem to have a lot of, they don't seem to be cracking at this stage. And I feel if they do keep up the pressure on the government will actually have to cave at some stage. So it is quite amazing. We have got quite a few interesting strikes at the moment because, frankly, striking is cool again. industrial action, unions, talking about inequality, fighting against low wages, seems to be part of the zeitgeist.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bryce Edwards, for chatting to us this morning. It'll be very interesting to see what happens in the budget reveal this afternoon. 2 p.m. is when it gets announced. And also we will be following what's happening with those teachers' strikes as well, because we're all very interested in it up at the station here too. Have a great day, Bryce.
Cheers, Rachel.
Cheers. Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.